Genda maso webaze Katonda.
Move on to thank God
for the good
time he has given
you.
Again to move, lift him. As you thank him. Thank him for the ministers. Thank him indeed. You say the Lord, thank you. Done me only goodness. You've done me goodness. The goodness of God
is
done day and night. But when it is revealed to you, that is very precious. The children of Israel, all the time, they moved with God from the land of Egypt. They were not able to see, neither to understand the great things God done in their midst, even though he did them day and night. Now the great things God does for the whole world, what he does for us, if he give you eyes to see them, the hearts to understand them, and the ears which hear his greatness,
you
always thank him for the many. Yes. Those who do not know and still never thank. Even the world lives for those few
who
understood the truth as it is. You are a great pillar in the world, did not be burnt as Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it was Prophet Abraham. If I find their 50, I will not burn them. I will not destroy that land. Perhaps God would have burnt the world as Sodom and Gomorrah. But because you've decided to change, when he looks for the 50 and he finds you there, you save the world. Now you may not come in a worth you.
You may
not see your transformation as a meaning. You may not see the righteousness you do as a profiting. But him, God sees that benefit. Be some of his many children, giving them a blessing.
Them
who are given time to be changed. Yes. Speak that with the brethren, tell them that if you commit righteousness, there are many people you give chance to be saved. And you have upheld the world that God has not burnt it with fire for the evils. You're the one who moves on to be transformed.
You're
a great pillar in the existence of this world. You know, if it was to praise ourselves, angels on the four corners of the world who uphold it day and night, they would have come out and say, you presidents, you are doing nothing. It's us uphholding this earth. But the leaders of a nation, they think they are ones who have upheld the existence of this earth. But we who work with the others on the four corners of the earth,
it's
us who uphold this world and it moves on. And the light shines on this world every day. It would have put out. Those need to destroy this world.
They
told them, wait until we have sealed our brethren. But anytime we preach the gospel, we have people who get sealed and we fulfill the statement of waiting to destroy the world. Yes. Anytime you get perfected,
you
try to change another. Till he that
needs
destruction of this earth. You want proof about that? Yes.
If
you want proof, you will read it. Let's read in Revelation 7. Yes. The verse 1. in the verse 2. Let's read there, we hear. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1.
Oluvanyuma nenda baba malaika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda nya ezensi nga bakutte empewo nya ezensi empewo yonerema okukunta ku nsi newankubadde ku nnyanja newankubadde omuti gwonna.
And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
Here,
yes. On the four corners of the earth, there are four angels. They uphold this world. The great winds upon which the earth rotates. That never enters in this earth. On the trees and the plants. On the seas. And if it there or enter, I don't know how it would have been.
Four
angels on the four corners of the earth. And they go tired. They say, Lord, let us destroy this world because
we
put it in our power to destroy it. Listen to the next verse, what it says. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
Nendaba malaika omulala ng'alinnya okuva mu ebuvanjuba ng'alina akabonero ka Katonda omulamu n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3.
Ngayogera nti temono nansi newankubadde nnyanja newankubadde miti okutusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero akabaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Yes. They should not hurt this earth. 2022 years before, they had to take it away. They say, wait. There are servants of God in different generations. Now, angel of the gospel, which bring the seal of God, he said, wait. Let's go for seal the children of God. But they cannot seal us when the gospel is not moving on. We've not believed it. Now, your faith.
No kutambuza enjili.
And the moving of the gospel is still upholding this earth that it still exists. Angels even to destroy were told, wait, first seal. Finish to first seal servants of God, those in this earth. That's why you see Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
The time
we preach gospel of kingdom of God, righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. People get the seal. The time you believe it, you get the seal.
When
you get the seal of God, it's you upholding the earth that it still moves on. The more we preach the gospel of salvation, cause many be sealed with the seal of God, that's of the Holy Spirit. You say the earth should still move on. Read me that verse, we see. Ephesians chapter
1, verse 14.
In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes. When we believe, and he put a seal upon us, when we believe the gospel of salvation,
We are
sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works with the angel of the seal of God. And the angel of the seal of God works with the angels, the messengers,
Gabriel.
Those with the everlasting gospel to preach to nations. In the Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 up to 8. Now you have not yet known that this world to move on being there is a responsibility you are responsible of in its existence. Not the leaders of this world, but we who believe God every day which dawns, we who believe gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal secrets
and
to reveal to others secrets of kingdom of heaven, as we draw heavens to many people to enter, you alone still cause this world to move on. It would have been all forms of diseases and sickness, all form of troubles. But
anytime
God looks and you are there, he said, no, there are my servants there, the Abrahams. They will change many unto righteousness. So God has a deal upon you which you need to analyze. When you will understand it, you will understand the value that you are into. Help you separate things which are worth, with from the worthless. For you will be knowing yourself well. Yes.
But because
see yourself with nose like of others on the roads.
You see,
have two eyes like of the others. In the same mouth. You look to the hair. As all your body parts are, even others have them, you think you are equal. When you see, at times you perhaps not yet driven a car, and you say the rich have sustained us, they have put companies, nations, which make sugar and we drink.
When no job
and you come sustain the sun in the sky, which brings food in this world. If it's not you, and it's you make up even the creations, they cannot work with them. It's you. Even creations wait for the revelation of the children of God. And they groan. Not only them. We
meet
the first fruits of the seed. We groan together. We sustain this earth. But if you look to yourself, and you say, but Lord, how I'm meaningless and useless.
I'm
not established in a company even manufacture plastic cuts. What have I profited this world? Because you have not been revealed to yourself. And if you knew your value, even to try to sin, you would not dare have tried. For there are those you disappoint. Entire heavens and all creations.
They
love from you the first fruits of righteousness. In the midst of growing of creations, they reach their weary of human beings. When they see you two, you are there. Children of God, you've gotten aligned. Move from children of men. You've gotten aligned.
So
let's connect with this one. We work.
Let's
keep serving human beings.
Still
grow, you don't know. Them to have one they hold on to.
You
know me,
I know the
greatness of my standing to its depth. That's why me as I don't play with myself. I don't play funny games on myself. Have those looked to me as a spectacle.
Amen.
You know,
Ecclesiastes chapter 1,
it says the creation's
got weary. But they saw I am there. And they saw you're there.
Let's
keep putting on food. Weary of watching over the
villains.
This child has manifested you, the child. Let us
walk.
Let's keep upholding this world. You move on to understand yourself.
Could
you come from the mad people and the amateurs? You understand your value. But to sleep with the mad people, yet you understand. You count yourself among the mad. We have record on you. We come seek for you. We seek
this
person that tells us
in the mad
people, but we know his understanding is sober. One of those who sustained this world.
And
we come looking for you. We reach you. What are you doing in these mad people?
That's
me too. I am mad. What is wrong with you? Let us read the verse
8.
Ecclesiastes chapter
1, verse 8.
All things are full of weariness. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with the seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Yes. All things are weary. Animals are weary. Yeah, they say. As long as the child of God said to God a line,
take
them to change many that they don't trouble us. You join on those who trouble, cause troubles. They say, now we had held on this person. You know, things are weary. Even the mountains, they reach and melt. And they begin to overflow with magma. Plants are weary. But
bananas
planted, they don't put on. The potatoes. Many are weary. Most birds, I wonder where they went. We see a few of them. We had many. Insects with seasons. Where there are butterflies. Where did they go? The birds. There are few up in the sky. You look at them.
It
takes you time to see a bird flying. Maybe they've seen us here.
And they've
spoken about us. Let's go there.
Even
the fish went far. And they hid in the depth of the water bodies. Things which got weary. Those which go to humans to help them. They based on those who have stood in God. And if you read in Romans chapter
8,
verse 19, it says like this. Romans chapter
8,
verse
19.
For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yes.
His
creations, they say, we are worried about this. What's made us wait that is children of God. The reason they have waited, but we are weary.
Right
from four angels on the four corners of the earth, upon which the earth was stretched, they are weary. Mountains are weary. The valleys, the seas, they are weary. The fish, they are weary. Insects are weary. The birds are weary. Animals, plants are weary. We too are so tired. But
creations
have one hope that if the sons of God, led by the Spirit of God, they have manifested,
men
still out getting lost as they have to be sealed, seal of the Holy Spirit.
It
don't be there to take yourself as something which is useless. There is your special responsibility.
Brother
Bats. Things upon yourself as someone useless. What is the reason of that?
Creation
trusted you, they say, okay.
This
child of God has manifested. Let's remain as we serve the humans. But we are weary.
Pass
the plants and they are trying. They bear fruits.
Servants,
you bear this. We are ministering. Because then, as Christians, now you are a main reason. You
are
the child of God to sustain this world. Because you decided to keep yourself in that life. Decided to compare yourself with people out on the roads. Because you have the same nose, even ears, and the eyes, and the forehead. My God, look at your brother and tell them, you have to discover yourself. What are you up to? And you see those cut clothings on themselves, you admire them.
Yet
you sustain them for the righteousness you commit. Then you want to destroy them. You admire those who fornicate. And you see how they never proposed to me. Yet you sustain the others,
so
that them to can get salvation as you.
And
you try to compare yourself with them. All our presidents, President Museveni,
them
are there because you have stood.
When
you every time you change, get aligned, that you can change the many
and
be a good example. Yet use yourself.
The
useless person cross the roads to here and go back their home. But how do you consider yourself? Have you ever started to think of the worth in you? You see yourself as a foolish person. Those rich are
next.
But and we are made to sit here. Others are in disco. You too, if you dare join them, when you add troubles on them. Because you upheld them, they never have troubles. Romans chapter 8, verse 20.
Kubanga kwagala kwabyo wabula yabifugisa mukusubira.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Yes. We've subjected these creations on this earth. Because God said, let's make man in our image. He rule over things of this earth. Genesis 1:26 up to
31.
But they see us and the foolishness. And he reared a dog. He said that, look at this dog rearing me. They know that dogs are the foolish people who get their vomits and they eat it. These are pigs. You know them?
Yes,
where you tie on the rope as you want.
For
they are on the command of the Almighty. And you
reach
the banana, it put on a small one. And you say, this banana, it's a loss to me. It say, you see, you are a fool. Before God, how many fruits have you bared? Don't have any fruits before God. Me, I've tried in your madness to give you this small banana you eat. This mango is not as the other season.
You should
ask how many fruits you bear before God. But them they say, God said, let us serve man. But we here we weary of men, humans. And the thieves they eat us the chicken. And they even steal us. When you steal, they realize you are a thief stealing them. You pass a prostitute on the goat and it say, remind me, child of God. Now you got close to this extent of foolishness.
And
enter a prostitute on the grass. And the grass say you. You still had sex with her right on us. The ants and the geckos, they see you, the way you keep exchanging women or the men. And I
say,
my goodness, still you've done them. Shall
we testify
before the Lord?
Not
fall on you, they had hope in. And in your house they see you. And you act your stubborn manners in there.
Never God.
Even you? You think they don't understand? Even Balaam fought like that. He beats his donkey. And after he told him, you, ever since I served you, have I ever rebelled against you? Why have you slapped me 3 times? You know, I have learned, I know the times you've slapped me. You know, he slapped it and said, second slap.
Three.
Lord, I'm tired of this Balaam. Give me a chance to speak. You have your goats, you rear home. You goats, you trouble me.
Say,
you are the typical goats, you trouble God. Let's finish here. Romans chapter 8:21. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. They want to enter liberty. of the children of God. And they become like angels. We fight to go there. According to Mark chapter 12, 25-27. Just that the creations for them to say, we want to get out of this, become children. I'm tired of being a pig. They go there and speak to each other. I'm tired of being a pig. So you're a pig? All humans who eat us, they are foolish. They eat our bodies. As we watched over them for some time, they have nothing you can eat from them. If their spirits go in hell, they don't repent. They cannot eat nothing profiting from them. And they
call
us at least. But we too are weary, you gods. God, pigs, we too are tired. Humans, every time they are fellow servants, they go back in the glory of children of God.
We
are tired of serving human beings.
And
their stories are powerful as they converse. Why do you call them and they hear you? And you are on a hen. You call it, it comes.
You think
the rest does not hear them, it only hears that what? Or it does not see. You give it a name and it knows it. He said, okay, they have called me this.
Let's go,
the rest they think that I don't hear them. You fool. I hear them planning to fornicate. And they
could
think them see in the spiritual world. They don't aim to see in the physical world. That's why the horse, the donkey of Balaam.
It's so,
the angel is there.
And
Balaam does not see.
The prophet's,
his spiritual eye had got blind. As you whisper, it looks at you. Look that they are whispering. That God. And you from realize them. Creations, they see us.
They
are witnesses around us. That's why he said, I call heavens and earth to be witnesses. It's you the witness about. Have you understood me well? So, brethren,
you
have to know the value of your change. The value of your changing from evils to enter into righteousness. To become a child of God. Infernal creations. What they are awaiting is a very precious thing. Let's read, we see. Romans chapter 8, verse 22.
Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebitonde byonna bisinda.
For we know that all creations groan and travails in pain together until now. The birds converse with the trees. And he said, now, that these people, those who we are fruits for, they are very hard. After they eat and they get strength and they commit many evils on the Creator. And the birds make meetings with the insects. And they say, let's pray. Intercede for the world. Humans are perishing. The children of God have gone in mind them. Look, one who had changed where they have gone now. My God. You know, you have those who are watching, witnesses around you. Even confession of your salvation. Confess it under many witnesses. Not humans, most of them. Most of them, they are creations.
If you hear, you say, I've got saved. And your child indeed, you got saved.
Animals, prison and insects, they confirm you got saved.
And then it's saved.
You're joking.
You got saved.
All along you have been
saved.
You backbite and make schemes in those in the hearts. Look at this mad person. Let's finish this verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 22.
Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebitonde byonna bisinda era birumirwamu okutuusa kaakano.
For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now.
Verse
23.
Era secho choka na era nafe abali n'ebibale bereberye byomoyo era nafe tusinda munda muffe.
And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body. Yes. We too, when we bear the first fruit, fruits of the Spirit,
gentleness,
goodness, love, joy, oneness, unit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They feel peace, they say. They grow together with us.
And when you
pray a prayer here, and it's truthful,
Baba,
they say, those are ones sustaining this world. They
intercede
for children of God. Those who God lost in the world be saved.
And
you, when you go back,
yeah,
and listen now.
Disappointment.
Most disappointments in children of men to be hated by their beloveds. You think unto creations, how have you been doing it?
Disappointment is
the disappointments you've made. If you've made a spectacle
unto
the heavens and angels, and they say, we have our own. Yes. Now look to their own. My God.
Yeah. Where?
Indeed.
Go by disappointing about
you. You disappoint them like that?
No, could I be better?
Do what they do not expect you?
No,
God never expected Saul to do what he did.
There
are times you surprise God in the evils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as you speak in the Colossians, that we made a spectacle. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
Kubanga ndoza ngakatonda faba tu. Kubanga ndoza ngakatonda faba tu matole senkomero.
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
Kubanga ndoza nga katonda faba tumatole senkomerero nga abataleme kufa. Kubanga twafuka ekyerolerwa ensine ba malaika n'abantu.
For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles last, as appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. Yes. Trouble is right there. God knows to show us the end of things. We, as if shall not unclothe these bodies.
Explain
people where things will end.
He
made us a spectacle. When it say a spectacle,
abantu
they have looked at you as someone who is very valuable. Yes.
And
say, this honorable person, that to the
world,
when they say the world, including humans, insects, birds, animals, unto angels,
my God,
the holy ones, they are going to change many, even to men. When they speak of worlds, and they bring out, they remove men. They speak all the other creations. Right there is the hope. Angels in the heavens, they say,
Pastor
Abel, if he gets aligned, you see him, my God, that is going to change. They see Pastor Abel, he slides backwards from where they brought him from the world. They say, my God, there are even people, and they know it, you, when you got saved, the world is gotten well.
Amen.
And they know you. And they
know.
Get from salvation, yet they have not come themselves. And they say, when you get out, we are finished. According to the level of madness you're rising. You be strong. Be strong in salvation. You hold on
salvation.
If they see one sin you've committed, they say,
you
child of God, you're born again, and you do the worst.
Yet
they are filled of every wicked act. Yet
you
can believe the righteous one who sustained them. You know, when the wicked commit wickedness, they reach a time they say, why doesn't God kill me? And they say, by those who pray for us, they remain sinning. They know you are one who pray for them. You think,
Nebuchadnezzar,
they put Daniel the lions then, and they did not, the Daniels are ones who prayed for them. After he put them there, he cried, may God save you.
But
if he does not save you, we are finished. When God saved them, they say, Daniel,
message,
Abednego, your God has saved you. My God, glory to him. Glory to him. Yet they are in the shrines. But we've conversed enough. Let me expect you've gotten something out. You've not gotten anything out of the conversation. I don't even know. You are so sick.
Sickness
does not need a hospital of humans. You need a spiritual hospital.